Homecoming, the time of year when Michigan State University's campus feels particularly exciting. Alumni and friends return, and they join in with current students to celebrate what it means to be a Spartan. No matter how far a Spartan is from East Lansing, there will always be a link to the university that, in big and small ways, changed their lives for the better. You might call these individuals Spartans for life, which is the theme of this year's homecoming festivities. To talk more about Homecoming 2016, which takes place October 10th through the 15th, I'm joined by a wonderful group of Spartans for Life. Homecoming Committee Chairperson Regina Cross, this year's Homecoming Court Advisors Natisha Foster and Krista Coleman, and three of the 10 Homecoming Court Ambassadors are here. Ellen Hicks, a psychology major from Pinckney, Jason Porter, a political science major from Milford, New Hampshire, and Dorothy Shuchuk, an international relations major from Charlotte. Regina, this year's homecoming grand marshals are Tom and Lupe Izzo, who fit perfectly with the theme Spartans for Life. They've been integral parts of the MSU community for quite some time. What do you look for when choosing a grand marshal, and what comes first, the theme or the grand marshal?
Well, the homecoming committee, we have a committee made up of people on campus, students, faculty, staff, and other departments, the MSU Alumni Association, student life. And so we sit down and we start almost a year in advance trying to figure out who we would like to have as the Grand Marshal. And typically, we like someone that has a little bit of notoriety, someone that has supported Michigan State University. And so this year, we chose Tom and Lupe Izzo. We feel they were obvious choices. They are excellent. Of course, Tom Izzo and his history here at Michigan State and the success that he's had, he made it an obvious choice. It was a unanimous choice. And then the fact that they have created this elite basketball program, and not only has Tom helped create this, he has had the support of his wife, Lupe. So that is one of the reasons why it was a slam dunk that both of them be grand marshals. Lupe, as well as supporting Tom in the basketball program, she's had a lot of involvement within the community and has success in her own right. So it was an obvious choice. Quite often when we determine, we typically determine the grand marshals first and then try to develop a theme surrounding kind of their area of study or their field. And so because Tom, some years ago, when he was being courted by the NBA, at one point he said, those exact words, but he did say that he was a Spartan for life. And so we thought it was obvious that our theme should be Spartans for Life. So that's how the committee came up with that. And it's a good choice.
While there are a host of activities happening during Homecoming Week, which represent and express this year's theme, there are also students chosen to be Homecoming Court Ambassadors who represent the student body. Natisha, as one of the Homecoming Court Advisors, what is it like to oversee the process of selecting just 10 outstanding student ambassadors?
So to choose the 10 Homecoming Court Ambassadors is quite a lengthy process. We start about 6 to 8 months in advance with a paper cut process after their application, which whittles down the field to about 24 candidates that we bring in for an interview. And then after that, the committee spends numerous hours going through and rehashing and debating and picking the 10 most representative, most outstanding Spartans that you will find here on campus.
And Krista, as another advisor, what are some of the expectations of the students ambassadors during Homecoming Week?
So I think our first expectation, Natisha sort of talked about already, right? We're looking for the 10 most outstanding Spartans here on campus, which, like you said, isn't easy. But we're looking for students who are representative of their peers, who love MSU just as much as all of us do, and are willing to be ambassadors of that through homecoming week and beyond. During that week, the homecoming court ambassadors will attend a variety of events as spokespersons for the court and homecoming as a whole. They'll get to meet lots of exciting alum. They also actually do some things over the summer months, so visiting with different alumni associations across the state and across the country. They also attend the Pentwater Homecoming, which happens in August, which is always a highlight of their homecoming season.
So we've talked a bit about them. Now let's bring them in. So we have some of our outstanding Spartan Homecoming Court ambassadors here with us. Ellen, what was it like when you found out you would be on Homecoming Court this year?
Well, so I remember getting that email in April. I was sitting in my bed, and I saw this email, and I was just, like, in shock. And I was just, like, honored, and it was just, like, overwhelming, like, just so many emotions at that moment. Super honored, super happy. And so, and I was just, like, really excited. For me, like, part of the reason why I wanted to be on the court was because, like, I wanted to – everyone's so diverse on this court the 10 different individuals, and so I wanted to tell my story. And so part of my story is like being an adoptee. I'm adopted from China when I was a baby. And so when I realized I was on the homecoming court, I was just like, oh my goodness, like never would I have imagined like a little girl from China in an orphanage who knew that like one day you would be like, oh my goodness, I don't know why I'm tearing up. Yeah. Like, never would I have imagined representing MSU, like a Big Ten school. So it's just, it's a great opportunity. And, like, even getting that email, I remember tearing up and calling my mom and telling her the great news. And so it's quite, it's an awesome experience. And, I it was just so many emotions feeling, like, at that time. So, yeah.
Well, Ellen, you're not the only one tearing up. That was a wonderful story, and we're glad you're on Homecoming Court. Jason, what has your experience as a Homecoming Court ambassador been like so far?
Being a part of Homecoming, like Ellen said, is honestly, it's moving. It's definitely an honor to be able to represent your community in East Lansing, the Spartan community, the 500,000-plus alumni around the country and the world. It's been a true honor, and I think the highlight so far is what Krista said, is being able to go to Pentwater with our advisors and the nine other myself with nine other homecoming ambassadors. It's been great so far. It's been honestly truly astonishing to be a part of something that's so awesome, a part of something, especially a school that you love so much. Being able to go to Pentwater and represent, you know, Michigan State undergraduates, but not only the undergraduates right now, but also the alumni, the faculty, and even fans, the community, East Lansing's community, the community around the world that is the Spartan family. It's been awesome, and being able to go to Pentwater and talk to alumni, talk to fans, talk to faculty and advisors, and even just, you know, fans of Michigan State in sports and academics and everything. It's been truly an honor, and that has been definitely the highlight so far.
And looking ahead, Dorothy, what are you most looking forward to as a Homecoming Court ambassador?
Well, honestly, that's a really tough question because, as Jason said, Pentwater was just over the top amazing. But I think first and foremost, I am looking forward to meeting so many Spartan fans out in Spartan Nation because they're literally everywhere. And growing up in such a small town, it was always like, oh, wow, like East Lansing, it's really not that far. And I always dreamed about going to MSU and coming here and being able to meet so many amazing people on homecoming court, the advisors, the faculty, the staff, and especially during the homecoming parade. I'm really excited to see all the little Spartan fans out in the crowd, specifically because I want them to see themselves in our shoes one day. I think it's a great role model to have somebody who's able to represent the student body at Michigan State University, and I really want those kids to look into the parade and see, okay, I can be an athlete, I can be a scholar, I can be in any of these clubs, or I can be on homecoming court. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Well, I think we have some wonderful students on this year's homecoming court. Thank you so much. And a big thank you to all of our guests today who sat down with me and talked about this year's homecoming theme and all the events and activities coming up. Thank you to Regina Cross. She is the Homecoming Committee Chairperson. Homecoming Court Advisors, Natisha Foster and Krista Coleman. And our three homecoming court ambassadors, Ellen Hicks, psychology major from Pinckney, Jason Porter, political science major from Milford, New Hampshire, and Dorothy Shuchuk, an international relations major from Charlotte. Again, MSU's homecoming week is October 10th through the 15th. The parade takes place at 6 p.m. October 14th in downtown East Lansing. And the following day, the Spartan football team will take on the Northwestern Wildcats at Spartan Stadium. For a complete list of homecoming events and activities, there are a lot. We can't talk about them all right here. There's just too much to go over. Check out homecoming.msu.edu. Oh, and don't forget to glow green. No matter where you are in the world, swap out your regular porch and house lights for green ones during homecoming week. Show everyone that you're a Spartan for life. For MSU Today, I'm Jennifer Orlando.